Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
I think we're ready to go. I think. I mean, I don't know what lies behind door number four. Fourth time. I'm kind of afraid of it, to be quite honest with you, but I'm also excited for it. What a wild, wild. You know, run of emotions here, right? And the anticipation of it all. Now, let's just be honest, right? That's what it is here. On a Buffalo Football Friday, Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Welcome in. I'm Sal Capaccio. And of course, Football Friday here on WGR on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show is brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash, call Salino. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs, start your game day the Crosby's way. Let's do this, okay? A couple things. Because I'm all over the place. I'm so all over the place. I literally poured myself a cup of coffee and then walked into the studio and left the coffee in the bistro. Like, I'm messed up today. I'm just all over the place. I got to be the calm one here. But how can you? You have no control over it. I'm not playing. I'm not coaching. You out there. Maybe someone out there is playing and coaching. Who's listening? It is tough. It is nerve-wracking. I mean, I felt this last week, too. And I've said all week, and I said last week, get me to Sunday, I'll be fine. Like, get me to Sunday, on the field, the game starts, I'll be fine. I'll be all right. Because then it's a game. Then it's work. You're doing your job. You're in the moment. You just got to kind of focus on what's the task at hand. Task is at hand. It's the unknown. It's the visions of the two extremes that have got me all twisted up this week. And I think I might speak for a lot of you when I say that the same way, right? Which is the vision of the two extremes. What if it's a win? What if it's a loss? How does it all shake out either way? So let's kind of do that and talk about it today. That's what we need to do. So here's what I want to do today. 803-0550 is the number. 716-803-0550 on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Give a call. It's a Friday. I want to do an emotions check. I want to get your confidence. I want to get your concerns about this game. That overall. Tell me what your confidence is. Tell me what your concerns are. But more than anything, I'm looking for an emotions check. How you're gonna deal with it? Where you are? Are you good? Are you like, yeah, dude, I'm good. Like, it doesn't, you know, I mean, hey, there's bigger things in life, right? I mean, no one's saying there's not here, by the way. But this is a sports talk radio station. This happens all the time. You make these things out to be big deals, and we're talking about it. Well, yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of other things going on in life. Of course there are. But we do sports talk here. That's what we do. And we're invested in our teams. And our team here in Buffalo is 60 minutes, four quarters away from playing for a Super Bowl and World Championship. And they have this big, bad Goliath in front of them, the evil chiefs that have stood in their way for the most part for the last 4 years. And they have that, they have all the bling. They got all the rings, the Lombardis, the MVPs, all this, all that shiny stuff that we've always wanted. And we don't have any of that. And we want it. We want it for a long time. And all we have is heartbreak and misery and what ifs over the years. But things change in sports, right? Because guess who had all of that before? The Chiefs had that at one point. The Chiefs had that. You know, up until, I mean, yes, they did win Super Bowl IV. I get that. 1970, I wasn't even born. But up until they actually broke through and won in 2020, that was also the Chiefs. The Cleveland Cavaliers had that. LeBron James won it. I was reading, I'm going to give credit to Tim Graham of The Athletic. He wrote a great piece and he was going through some of these. And so that would trigger my mind. Like, it doesn't have to be in perpetuity that you always fall short. You can be the one that actually does win, because that's sports and that's life. I remember growing up, Denver was like this all the time. The Broncos can't win because, you know, you have Kelly and Elway and Marino and all these great 83 quarterbacks, the 83 quarterback class, and Elway, I'm sorry, Kelly loses. Well, first it was Elway who lost 3 out of 4 in 86, 87, 89. And then it's Kelly who loses 4 in a row, 90 through 93. Marino who gets to 1 and loses, never gets there. And it's like, yeah, like they'll never do it. And then guess what happened? One of them actually did it once and then twice. It was John Elway at the end of his career. Like, it does happen. And then guess what happened with Denver? As soon as they win that, then they go on to win some Stanley Cups. Like, bam, like the floodgates just open. It doesn't have to be in perpetuity. They can be the team to do it. My deal is, I am twisted, really twisted, talking, thinking about, trying to not think about. That's what it is. It's trying to not think about, but having to think about the two extremes on Sunday. 9:30 p.m. Eastern, basically, right? 8:30 p.m. Central, where the game is. I'm going to be on that field, and it's going to be like a celebration and party that I've never been a part of in my professional life. Or it's going to be like it was in 2021, not 2020 for me. I'll get into that in a second. 2021, when they lost after having a lead with 13 seconds and walking off the field and looking. And me, I will never, ever, ever forget watching Josh Allen walk off alone and looking over and seeing all the cameras around Patrick Mahomes and following around. I mean, that image is striking. It is burned, seared into my memory. Seeing Jordan Poyer crouch down, emotional, walking past him. Looking at Devin Singletary on the bench, arms to one side or the other of the bench and leaning back with his head on the bench. I'll never forget those scenes. And this year, I think about what if it's like that again? And I don't want to think about that. But then I think about, what if it's the other way? Because here in the professional side, there's two parts of this, the personal side, the professional side, right? In the personal side, like, you get all these emotions and tripped up. I grew up here and went through the 4 Super Bowls and all of that. The professional side, I got to prepare. We got to prepare. Like, we have to do a broadcast, and then we have to prepare for contingencies on what if it's a loss, what if it's a win? And there's celebrations that happen afterwards. How do we handle that? What do we do? And I'm thinking, am I allowed to even think like that? I have to be prepared. I hate the fact that I even have to, like, plan for it, because I don't want to, but I do want to, right? That's what's getting me twisted up. I mean, as Greg Harvey, our incredible engineer, executive producer, Buffalo Bills Radio Network, into the booth with us, said to me this week when I texted him about all this stuff, he said, "Sal, I don't believe in jinxes, but I do believe in pre-planning and being prepared." And that really made my mind feel a little bit at ease. So from the professional side, I think about that. What's it like here? Afterwards, coming back, 3 in the morning, the airport, Monday morning, on the radio, like all of that. It's just so hard to think about the two extremes and not get so twisted up, because that's where I am right now. And I want to know where you are with all this. 803-0550. We will have Sean McDermott today for his weekly Friday radio interview, and it will be at about 10:45 today. Normally it's about 11. We're going a little early today, about 10:45 with Coach McDermott. He'll give us an update on injured players and where they stand right now. We're monitoring, obviously, a few guys. Four notably. Taylor Rapp, who hasn't practiced in a couple of days with his hip injury. Christian Benford, who's still in concussion protocol. Matt Milano, who's been limited with his hamstring. And Taron Johnson, who showed up limited on the injury report yesterday with his shoulder. So those are the four that we are monitoring. All defensive players, obviously. I mean, we can get into the breakdown of this game. We can get into the X's and O's. I have no problem doing that. I have some confidence in that. I have some concerns in that. That's not what today is really about for me. I can do it. We can do that. I'm sure we'll talk about those kinds of things. Today is, to me, about it's a heat check, if you will. It's an emotion check. It's a how do you deal with it? What are you going to do? Where are you? Let's talk through this together. I need you today. Like you need me sometimes. You say, I need you after a game or before a game. Well, I need you today, too, to work through this with me. All right, so let's do it together. 803-0550 is the telephone number to call. We're going to start it off in Texas with Clover. Always appreciate you listening and calling, Clover. What's going on?
Hey, Sal. Thanks for taking my call. Good to talk to you today.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, like I said, bigger things in life, but the Bills are part of our lives. So it is a big moment. Very excited. Can't wait to hear your voice on the sideline. I'm excited for you. It's going to be really special being there. I love hearing you on the radio shows. I heard you on DA and Babchick this morning. Those guys are so funny. That was great. But I love that how you've been talking about the job Coach McDermott's been doing this year. Just a great job. And I think, you know, the pinnacle was last week's game, because we heard all week how they're going to stop Henry and Lamar, and it was a total chess match. I mean, at this point, everybody's got the players, the talent, but it just came down to the coaching and the execution. And I thought he did a brilliant job. And I heard you talk about how he's very confident. And I was wondering if part of that is the vision that he had for the team is finally, you know, coming through. Because I even remember a couple years ago when I think it was a Jacksonville loss. Daboll was still here. And he looked so upset at the postgame saying, we need to run the ball, right? And now we're running. We have a great run game now. So I'm wondering if that's like part of, you know, why he is so confident, because this team is actually, you know, doing the things he envisioned, you know, at a high level.
Yeah, I think that it comes down to the fact that they're more balanced than they have been. They don't have to have Josh put on the cape, you know what I mean, Clover? Like that's been,
yeah,
it's been kind of the mantra, the talking point. And I'm not saying it's not wrong at times over the years, maybe not as much as people like to say it is, but truly, you know, a team that can win on the ground with an offensive line, not making mistakes. And I think that's been the difference of what you're talking about. As far as Sean McDermott, I mean, look, you're going to have your segment of Bills fans always. I don't know how true this truly is, but it feels like there's a pocket of Bills fans that actually would prefer them to lose to tell you how much that they've been right about Sean McDermott. Does that make sense? Right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I hate that. Right? But there's a pocket of Bills fans who are just waiting to tell you why the coach isn't the right coach, and they've been right about him all along, and they hate the fact that they'd rather be right than be happy. And that bothers me. But that's not the logical, realistic fan, and I've had to remind myself of that, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. Yeah. And Sal, you do a great job dealing with those callers. I mean, I remember somebody calling about a draft last week. I'm like, oh, gosh. So
that's,
you do a great
good
job.
Yeah.
You know, you're always going to have that element, but you do a great job. You're a true professional. I hope you have an amazing time. Get some great barbecue. Safe travels. Enjoy every second. And I'll be listening on Sunday.
Thank you, Clover. I appreciate that. Yeah, so in 2020, I've said this before on the radio as we've gone on here, which is we didn't call the game from the stadium. So Murph was still doing play-by-play. Steve Tasker did color that year because Eric couldn't travel due to COVID. It was the COVID year. But we did all the games from the Buffalo Bills radio booth where we do our home games. We had monitors. we couldn't travel. It was COVID. And I wasn't at that game. I don't know. Again, so that's why I say, like, I don't know what the protocol is and the process. And, you know, that, of course, that night was a celebration for the Chiefs and a trophy celebration and a presentation on a stage and how all of that worked. I didn't witness that. I didn't see that. I think back in the day when I was a kid, when I was going to games as a fan growing up in my teenage years, the Bills went to the four Super Bowls and they played one, two, three of those years. They played the AFC Championship game at home. And if I remember right, the trophy celebration was always in the locker room, done for TV. It was never on the field. Now it's changed. That's why I talk about the professional side. It's way different to think about that. All right, let's get more to your phone calls here. Let's go to Austin and Tonawanda. Hi, Austin.
Hey, good morning, Sal. How
morning.
You doing?
I'm good, thanks.
Hey, so first thing, wanted to shout out Tim Graham. Glad you brought him up. You came into one of my classes at Canisius and spoke, so always memorable, and I believe it was for Tim's class, so
yeah.
I'm glad you brought him up. But anyway, you want to talk about vibes, you want to talk about the feeling this week in Buffalo, and I mean, I think Monday, Tuesday, I was in this, like, anxious state and kind of, like, you know, still coming down from the game, not really knowing how to feel, and as the week's gone on, we've gotten all this snow, there's been distractions, this and that. Now it's Friday, we're here, like 5 o'clock today, everybody gets out of work and you're like, okay, a couple more days, here we go.
Yeah.
So I think that you can talk about the X's and O's, you can talk about how they did well last week, you can talk about how you have to go into the game and do this and that, but really it's you're one step away. And if we all, you know, want to rally together and try and have the positivity, that's the only kind of mindset I've been trying to have all week. But it's like, You know, if you think about statistics, okay, this is the fourth time. Come on, we got to go beat the bad man. So it's like, let's go do it. Let's get it done. And, you know, I hope for all of the Bills fans that are traveling that it happens because they deserve it. And, you know, we'll be ready with open arms when they make it back and we can, that's all we can do. So that's kind of how I've been feeling this week, and hopefully they can get it done for us.
Yeah, thanks, Austin. Keeping it positive. I like that mindset for sure. Chris in Maryland. Hi, Chris.
Hey, what's up, Chris? Oh, that's Chris.
Yeah, it's all right, buddy. I'm Sal. You're Chris. Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, it's been a while. I haven't called you in a minute. My son always asks. He's like, yo, you call it after almost every game? I say, no. And I said, you know what? I'll call today. I'm not big on superstition, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to just wait till the end of the year. You know, and just go from there. But I'll say this. The way I felt going into the Ravens game last week, normally I'm pretty anxious. I was anxious for Broncos game because I was like, I don't know which Bills team is going to show up. Like, I was like, okay, are we going to come out flat? Or are we, you know, how are we going to change? So the game was over. Fine. We got to the Ravens. That whole week, I was actually pretty even keel.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, nah, it's not good. I was telling people here because everybody's, you know, either for the Ravens or Washington, but a lot of people talking trash to me. And I don't do a lot of trash talk, but I told them, I said, I don't know if they thought it was going to be a blowout like it was before. I said, it's not going to be the same game. Well, we got out of there, we got the W. I feel a lot the same this week. I'm calm. I'm normally not. So usually when I feel that way, I can almost count 100% of the times we win.
All right.
So I just this is a good year for us to try to get Kansas City in the playoffs, because as much as they're the boogeyman to some, we got to play well. But they're not that strong as people are really putting them out to be. I don't believe that.
Yeah.
You know, Kelsey had a good game last week, but that's not a guarantee he's going to have one this week. We don't know.
It's a different team for Kansas City for sure, Chris. Thanks for the call. Miss you, man. Thanks.
No,
don't be a stranger, buddy, okay?
Oh, I won't. I'll be back.
You got it, buddy. Thanks, Chris. I appreciate you. Let's go to David in Buffalo. Hi, David.
Hey, Sal. How you doing?
Good, man.
Good fellow Shoshone coach calling in today.
I love it.
Just wanted to say, on paper, I am so confident this team beat the Chiefs earlier in the season. The Chiefs aren't the same team they are. But, you know, I grew up a Mets fan. I had to deal with all these Yankee kids when I was in high school. And Derek Jeter, on paper, you know, not a superstar stats besides his 300 average, but always comes in clutch. And I feel the same way with Mahomes. He might have a down year, but this team always comes in clutch and always comes and finds a way to defeat our Bills. And I feel like in order to be successful, we just got to come out swinging. We've got to run that score up so that they don't have a chance to have some sort of fourth quarter miracle that just dooms us again.
Yeah, you play till the end here, no matter what, and I agree. Like, I've envisioned it, David, where this team gets into the fourth quarter with a lead and what that looks like and just trying to hold on to it, right? And you can't just hold on to it. You just have to keep playing. You keep playing until it gets down to zero, and yeah, we've seen it end differently before, but, you know, I agree. Like, what is it? If you're down in the fourth quarter, you have Josh Allen, you feel confident? I don't know, because, you know, it's the Chiefs. If you're up in the fourth quarter, you feel confident? I don't know, because they have Patrick Mahomes, right? You can go either way on that. Thanks for the call, David. Bob in Syracuse. What's up, Bob?
Hey, Sal. So I'm kind of like you in the sense where I've had a lot of scar tissue over the years because we went through the four straight Super Bowl losses. And so as a lifelong Bills fan from the early, late 70s all the way to the, drought, so to speak, we had in the 80s to the 90s. And then, you know, I was thinking back yesterday, I'm like, you know, what was my most enjoyable time as a Bills fan? And throughout all the playoff losses and the Super Bowl losses and all those championship games that we won, I would say it had to be the drought-breaking game. I don't think I've ever been more excited as a Bills fan. And to be honest with you, during the drought, I didn't even think about this team ever really truly being competitive again before McDermott, Dean, and Terry Pegula bought the team. So I just wanted to be entertained at that point. So to come from that moment as a Bills fan and that exuberance to this point, in time, it feels just a little bit different than it did any other year. So I'm just hoping, you know, at the end of the day, none of us have any impact on the outcome, and we have to accept it if it doesn't happen, and we can just hope for the best. But it just feels a little bit different.
So. Yeah, and listen, I go back to that drought-breaking game, and there was not even a Josh Allen on the team yet, you know, Bob? You know what I mean? And, you know, how could you envision them getting to this point? I think, you know, you knew the foundation was there, and that was a great night. It's a great example, Bob, what you just brought up of, for 17 years, we're like, it's never going to happen. And then it happened, right? I mean, it can happen. It can. You have to remember that it's life. Those things do happen. There's really no actual, like, outside force saying you're not allowed to go beat the Chiefs and go to the Super Bowl. That's not true. I'm going to tell myself that, by the way. Danielle in Orchard Park. Hi, Danielle.
Hi, how are you this morning?
I'm good. Thank you for calling.
Hi. So the last time that the Bills had a big run, I was a little girl. I was about 7 years old. I have six uncles. They're huge Bills fans. And then for the longest time, you know, we were in the drought. And my message and, like, the vibes around my house and my family and friends is just to, like, enjoy the ride a little bit. Like, will we be bummed if we lose the game? Of course. Do I think we're going to win? I don't know. It feels like it. And I know that's silly to say because it's just a feeling. But this was a team that wasn't even supposed to win the division. And we're about to play to be in the Super Bowl. I just think people need to remember that. I think sometimes when you're so close to a team and you're such a huge fan, it's hard to zoom out a little bit. So I guess my message, and, you know, even like I have small kids that are really excited, is like, if it doesn't come out with a win, like, enjoy the ride. Like, we're one game before it, and it's been an incredible season.
Yeah, hey, it's a great perspective. There are only four teams playing, right? Everybody else is talking about, I mean, you got new coaches, new GMs. We're not in that boat, and that's really nice. It'd be great to win, but it's a great perspective to have, Danielle. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. One more. Let's go before we go to the break. Let's go to Bonnie, and it says South Dayton. Is that a thing? Is there a South Dayton and a North Dayton and an East Dayton and a West Dayton?
Good morning, Sam. How are you?
I'm good.
South Dayton, and then there's Dayton.
Okay. All right. We got South Dayton and Dayton. You're in South Dayton. I appreciate you calling. What's up?
I just wanted to call and say, even though I'm a Steelers fan, and I'm sorry to say that, but my whole family are Bills fans. They are huge Bills fans. Even my brother, who passed away in 2019. And from then on, I have been rooting for the Bills wholeheartedly for my brother. And I just feel like this year is going to be their year. I just feel it, and I pray that they are going to be there. I mean, Josh is amazing. And that's all I wanted to say.
So it's all great. Thank you for listening out there in South Dayton. And no, we appreciate your perspective from the outside. Many, many people who aren't Bills fans are rooting for the Bills to beat the Chiefs because they're just tired of the Chiefs, right? I think that's part of it too, Bonnie. I know. Yeah. I know. Thank you very much for sure. I really appreciate the phone call. All right. We're going to take a timeout, but I got a couple things before I do. Number one, in case you haven't heard, we are live on YouTube now. Now, not this show. It's the AM show and the PM show, all right? So if you go, there's a WGR 550 YouTube handle, right? Is it just WGR 550, Josh? Is that where you go?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay,
you can actually find it on all the tweets this morning, have the links to that,
so,
and you can watch stuff back.
So go to the tweets and things like that. Just find it, WGR 550. Jeremy and Joe were live this morning. We got Owen Parker in here, who's doing a great job producing that show on the video side. I would call you Little Bulldog, but you are the bigger Bulldog, to be quite honest with you, right? So Owen's producing that show, but we're live, all the shows. And here's why that's cool, all right? Because, yes, you can use the app, and if you're used to that, that's great. You can put us on the radio when you're driving around. If you want, you can also just turn on YouTube and listen without watching. You can watch us. You can listen without watching. It's really cool. And you know who this is even more the most awesome for to me? Hello, Canada. Hello, Canada. We've missed you. You have not been able to listen to us on the app. I get emails and texts and tweets and calls. How come the Odyssey app doesn't work in Canada? Guess what? You don't have to worry about that anymore. We're back, baby. We're in Canada. You can go on YouTube and listen to us and watch us. So thank you to our Canadian friends. I know it didn't work out for the Sabres last night in Canada, but it's working out for us. We will take a timeout here, and of course that means we'll be back in a snap. Brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills. Sean McDermott coming up at 10:45.